In the headlines, residents of St. Michael Northwest say they are still rallying behind new rule. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is calling on the people of St. James North to help him restore democracy in Barbados as the Dems rally in Weston last night to kick off their by-election campaign. The Barbados Labour Party taking a break last night but promised a fiery mass meeting at Husbands Road tonight. The family of a man who died in police custody questioning the justice system in Barbados. And white smoke finally emerges from the Vatican, indicating a new pope has been elected. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Residents of St. Michael Northwest are elated that a not guilty verdict was reached for their Member of Parliament Neil Rowe on the charge of rape. Rowe was accused of having sexual intercourse with a woman on September 18, 2022 at his home without her consent or was reckless as to whether she consented. However, a jury of five women and four men were unanimous in their verdict yesterday as Justice Pamela Beckles responded by saying, "You are free to go." Starcom Network News visited Farm Road in Deakins this morning, where residents indicated they will continue to stand behind their MP.
All he feels very good about it, that he's truth, and they got for him. As the guy said, he's a good man, and if I lose the next election, I will vote for him again if he come back.
Unfortunately, sir, I haven't heard about it, but it's a good feeling. I feel it's a good thing for the community and the constituency, you know, on a whole. But I haven't really heard about it. I'm happy for him.
I feel very good about it. You gotta listen to the verdict, you gotta listen to how the talk, and you will know what is from what thing. I know his grandmother, I know his great grandmother, and all the surrounding family out there still in Brighton Terrace. They are very respectable people. He will be always my representative, as long as he's representing for St. Michael Northwest.
Fantastic. Because Neil Rowe is a proper representative of these people. Fantastic. We love him to the bone. To the bone. To the bone. I was voting for this party now about 43 years. And as long as Nero is the representative of St. Michael's Northwest, got my vote.
Hey, guys, come back, guys. Come back for my man. I got to see my man. Yeah. All right, then.
Residents of Farm Road, Deakins, St. Michael. The election fever continues to heat up as opposition leader Ralph Thorne is calling on the people of St. James North to help him restore democracy in Barbados. Speaking from the platform at Weston St. James last night, Thorne said the ruling party's advantage in Parliament has led to consistent abuse of power.
You know what has happened in this country. That the government took advantage of a 30-love and became less than transparent. The government took a 30-love and became less than open. The government took a 30-love and became less than accountable to the people of this country. And I am no hero, but having crossed the floor, the people in this country started to hear and to understand the several breaches of power that were occurring, the abuses of power that were occurring in this country under this government. And St. James North, we come to you tonight. It falls on you tonight to give us more than one. To force this government to be open. To force this government to be transparent. To force this government to be accountable. St. James North, it falls on you tonight.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Labour Party took a break from their campaign last night, but promised a fiery response and also a fiery meeting as a mass meeting is held at Husbands Road tonight. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Senator Andre Worrell, has dismissed claims by former candidate Renette Dumont that she was excluded from the interview process for selection for the next general election. Dumont resigned from the party, citing that the selection process was not done in keeping with the party's constitution, and that's why perhaps they think she was unsuccessful in 2022. Well, speaking on Down to Brass Tacks this morning, Senator Worrell stressed that members of the constituency branch opted for another candidate to contest the seat.
Now, in terms of Christchurch West Central, the matter in terms of the candidate selection with Renette Dumont, when we met with the branch made it very clear, any other candidate other than Renette Dumont, that was the feedback and the message which was given very clearly by the persons from the Christchurch West Central branch, and we proceeded to interview all three candidates who were interested at the time, including Mr. Mott and the other two candidates.
He said the selection process was above board.
The selection process, we thought that we had two other candidates who were very good candidates for the constituency and also persons who, even if they were not successful in the Christchurch West Central constituency, could serve an interest for the party in other areas. So that was the deliberation of the select committee and also the executive council. When we met at the executive council, the recommendations were put to a vote, bearing in mind that there were three candidates, and the young lady who came out on top, Miss Melissa Howard, was seen as being a very good candidate for the constituency.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Andre Wuerl, in the lunchtime edition. The family of Kimo Grant and their lawyers are still awaiting the single autopsy report done in August last year on the 29-year-old who died in police custody. Speaking from the office of Pilgrim and Associates moments ago, one of the attorneys, Marty Garnes, said June coming will be 1 year since Grant died and he has still to be buried.
Up to now, we still have not received a judgment in this matter in respect of the substantive matter. We received the judgment for the injunction, but having this matter been deemed urgent since July, August, and up to now you don't have a judgment, it really begs us to now question if justice is just a figment in our imagination in this country.
Garnes spoke about their next move.
At this point, write some more letters to the powers that be, whether it be include the registrar, the chief justice, as well as the attorney general. We've done that before in terms of writing to the coroner, asking for update. We received no update. So it's not to say that we haven't been doing our part. We've been doing our part. The problem is on the receiving end, it's on the other end that they're not doing theirs.
That's Attorney at Law Marty Garnes. Police are continuing their efforts to recapture escaped prisoner Kishon Thomas, the convicted murderer who fled from custody at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital while seeking treatment about a week ago. The escape occurred around 4 p.m. last Friday, and Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Braffitt says officers remain actively on the case.
We are continuing in our efforts to capture escaped prisoner Kishon Lamar Anderson Thomas. Thomas is approximately 6 feet tall, of dark complexion and medium build. He has an oval head, large brown eyes, large pointed ears, a broad nose, a broad mouth, thick lips, light eyebrows with a scar in the left one. He has a tattoo of a skull head and a crown on his right shoulder, the word loyalty on his left forearm, and the letters OTF and the word Kishon on the inner side of his right bicep. Any person who may know the whereabouts of Kishon Lamar Anderson Thomas is asked to contact the Criminal Investigations Department at 430-7189, 430-7190, Police Emergency at 211, the Crime Stoppers Hotline at 1-800-8477, or the nearest police station. Members of the public are also reminded that it is a serious offense to harbor or assist wanted persons. Any person caught committing this offense can be prosecuted.
That's Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Braffitt. And after 2 days of contemplation and balloting, a new pope has been elected. White smoke emanating from the Sistine Chapel today, just about 12 noon, informed the world's 1.4 billion Catholics and everyone else that the conclave of 133 cardinals have determined a new Bishop of Rome, who the successor to St. Peter and the progressive Pope Francis, who died at the age of 88 on April 21st, has not yet been made public. In our top stories, residents of St. Michael Northwest say they are still rallying behind Neil Rowe. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne calling on the people of St. James North to help him restore democracy in Barbados as the Dems rally in Weston last night to kick off their by-election campaign. The Barbados Labour Party taking a break but promise a fiery mass meeting at Husbands Road tonight. The family of a man who died in police custody questioning the justice system in Barbados, and white smoke finally emerges from the Vatican indicating a new pope has been elected. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good evening.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.